Zeg nicht was, aber Gloria hat mit so Pilchas. Zeg nicht was Daniel Schöne, was Joshua Falak. Zeg nicht was Shlomo Zalman ben Eliyahu. Okay, we are on packet 23, B23, Be'inyan Paskalovi Ol Besori. So, there is a Gezeira Midrabanan that it's usher to have milchik bread or fleishik bread. In other words, if you would put milchik ingredients in the dough of the bread, it would be milchik bread, and it's all kosher, but Chazal will go there that you shouldn't have milchik bread, or same thing if you would have a dough with some type of fleishik ingredients, that would be usher as well. Even though both these things are kosher, but Chazal goes there that since bread is normally parv, so therefore, if you're going to make it milchok fleishik, then someone would come to eat it with the milchok bread with the hamburger or the fleishik bread with cheese or something like that. So anything that stamad de milsa is parv, at least in bread. We'll have to see whether it applies to other areas as well. But since bread is normally parv, you shouldn't have, there's an issur d'rabbanan, even though it's totally kosher, to have milchik bread or fleishik bread. And we'll have to see, what about, say, wine? Wine is also usually parv. Could you put milk in wine? Sometimes they would put milk in wine because the wine didn't look so good. So the physical, the sediment, it didn't look nice. So they wanted it to look nice, so they would put milk inside the wine. And it would be milchik wine. So would we just say, okay, it's milchik wine, so just have it at a milchik meal? But we say, no, there's an issur d'rabbanan to have such a thing.
Why is that kashrus for the condition of
Right, so that's the question. Are they allowed to give hafsherim to the shiloh about the English muffins and things like that?
They're in a one for hot dogs and hamburgers. The
Potato
buns.
buns.
It's a wheat bun.
A
Potato
bun. A
buns.
bun for a
A bun for
hamburger.
hot dog and hamburger. Who you
Oh, you
with
do.
milk.
Yeah, so we have
You're
to
there.
see. So we have to see what's the story about that is.
Why are they
Okay,
changing that chair?
so let's see. So the Gemara says in Pesachim Lamed Amar Aleph, Tichaya. So there was a tanur that they schmaltzed with shuman. It was like we said before. Today we don't really, except for like the pizza ovens, the bake ovens. Usually we bake things on tins when we put it in the oven. But the old ovens were, you put the dough on the floor or on the wall of the oven, so they smeared it with some type of fleishik thing, and they put the dough on. So asur rava bar achilay lemechla lerivka. They said you can't eat that bread. Afilu b'milcha ba'olam. Dilmas lemechla b'kufta. Says you can't eat that bread, even if you're eating it alone with just salt, because you might come to eat it with kutach, with a dairy product. And the same thing, meisvei loshin es ha'isa. Same thing with milk. Peyotzibo ain't touching that. That's a toner of Ali and Tashkol Paskula Asura Chiyasik is a toner. So these are the Wow. So then we have another Gemara on page 3, Alamat Bavana Aleph, where it says, it also has this discussion of milchik bread and things like that, milchik matzah, whatever. But then the Gemara says, The Omer Avina ke ain Torah shari. Rachanami ke ain Torah. The ke ain Torah is mutter. So Rashi says, what does ke ain Torah mean? Ma'at ke ain shal Torah shal shor mutter lalush b'chol of the ochelay miyad b'vasachas. In other words, if you make right, like Kain Torah, the Ain Torah means like the eye of an ox. That means a small amount. Because if you make a little small amount, you'll eat it right away, and that's it. So then it's okay. Because the thing is, we're going to afraid that you're going to make milk of bread, place of bread. So if it's a big piece of bread, you're not going to eat it right away. And then you're going to store it, whatever. And then you'll take it out in a couple of days, eat some more. And then you can forget that it was milk and inflation. But if you make it just a little quantity, like the eye of an ox, so you can eat it right away, so then you don't have to worry that you won't forget because you can eat it right away. So that's one shot. That's how Rashi learns. Keitor means the eye of an ox. But if you look in the Rif, he has a different shot. What's his shot? Kein Torah, Shari, came in the Shani, but who made the Yediya, the Hekera of Allah. In other words, you make a different type of shape, like an ox. So, since you made a different type of shape, that's a siman, that's something different about this bread. So that is.
You're making a lot of
shapes. Okay, but if you do a different shape, then you'll notice something. Then.
Triangle one.
Right, exactly.
But in the end of the day, triangle one is a big one. So if you're going to the store's time, you see Koreka. I don't know what's inside.
Ah, a Koreka. Koreka.
Still with the same problem. Sure.
Yeah, let's see what the Aruch HaShulchan says. Aruch HaShulchan is on page 29. That's number one. And the Rambam says that's the Rif also if Shina Bitsuras Hapas. Rosh Tor Shabakalayim. So what does that mean? The Shanika Mze Hamuna Acheris Mazal Mitil Hachum Mabasa. Rosh Tor is what the going to get on to have the Zeroyim. We'll read it from the Mishnah in Kalayim. Thank you. So there's different types of Shinuyim. So he's going to bring out the Mishnah. We'll look in the Mishnah Kalayim. To see the different types of shapes that they would make it in a different way in order to have a heker. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, in the Mishnah Kalayim, Rosh. I guess the configuration, the way they would plant the kalayim, do it in that some type of shape, the head of the rosh of the shura. So. So these are hekerim. So when you have these hekerim, then that's size of the, you know, either Rashi. So the, again, Rashi says just a small amount, and the Rambam and the Rif say it's some type of shinoi in the shape.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but it seems like at this point we're only saying that it is served to make it like it's not to be here. By buy from the store.
Yeah, Rosh Tor is a per gimel, Mr. Gimel. Yeah, Rosh Tor Yerek. Difference is not stay Yerek Acher. Has in the Kati Mishnais, Karen Zovis. I'm reading from the Kati Mishnais. Karen Zovis Chadash or Aruga Yerek. I said the Mekbesis with Tov Sodesh or Yerek Acher. So the corner of the field protruded into another one. Okay, so some type of shape. Yeah, what are we saying, Daniel?
The Isser sounds like that. Only to make their dishes, right? Well, not to buy it.
I don't know. Well, let's see what it says. What does it say? Michli says to eat it. Page one. Sachem Lamed Amalav. He made it. Asher Rava Bach Achilah Le Michli Le Rifta.
Well, the halacha is making it after what happened by a shovel.
Well, right, but it's the same thing. And then in the Shari Dura, on page 5, it says, Peitzar Lizoyer, Shalom Alfos, Pas, Peitzar Pashtin, Vimitonam, Vim Tachas of Klicheres of Klibar, Shem Yoko, Hapas, Acholos. Then it says, Imosuke in Torah, it's okay. And the Goshari Dur says, Perish Rav Alphas Rambam, Tosa Shinui, Tosa Shapas, and the Rashi Tosas Shapas Kotan. And then he says, Venera, the Hani Trade Perushim, Alibid Hilchas Aliko. But either one, you can rely on either pshat, either that it's a small amount or it's a different type of shape. Okay, that's the okay. See you a second. And take a look on page 9. And I'll go Shari Dura. Also, l'chomos l'chovet Shabbos. People bake challah for Shabbos. L'lecha Mishnah. Often, also in pashtita l'chatchila. They can make it with pashtita. So pashtita is dough that there's different types of pashtitas. There's dough that has meat with it. There's dough that has cheese with it. So it says you can make it either. In other words, you can make the challah for Shabbos. Fleishik or milkik. The Lech Mishnah. The Chathil, the Tzorim Yilochol and Cholov, but you shouldn't eat it with, if you're making it with Fleishik, you shouldn't eat it with milk. But the Tzorim Yilochol and Cholov, the Hasam Atam Yishum Dover Muat, the Nechum Maher B'Shabbos. Because you're making it to eat for this one Shabbos. They didn't have freezers like we have today that you can freeze it for the next Shabbos or for, a month from now. So anything you made from the Shabbos is going to be just eaten with the Shabbos. So then it's another heter. Even if it's a little bit big, but whatever you're eating for Lech Mishnah for the Shabbos, you can eat it up in this one Shabbos. And then it should be okay. Then look at page 10 of the Bach. He says, Mashin, on the fourth line, Mashinogim Lefos. Lech Mishnah b'chol Arav Shabbos b'chol Erechad in Bosel v'chachilo Tashvin l'hani l'cham v'dov v'muot v'nechom maher b'shabbos. So the things that we made Lech Mishnah, it's considered dov v'muot v'avikein Torah. Tam d'var kem v'shal onisha mehem lach Arav Shabbos ein lochosh shem yon loch loch amoham b'shabbos tein lochol oni b'Yisrael shem yon chol Bosel b'shabbos. So it depends on the mitzvahs. If they taka are used after Shabbos leftovers, then you can't do it. Unless you make, according to Shitas Rashi, unless you make a shino in the shape. Now let's look in the Torah's Chatas. On page 12. So he says here, he speaks about bread that they made for Shavuos. It's page 13 for the arrows on the right side. The Kanani Roa Heter Gamkel Osam Chomim Shenogu Lolosh Pachol of Shavuos. So they would make milk and bread for Shavuos. Vemem Isaklav, Yachashin Nishtan Tzeroshim Sharpas, Yosinos Tanaruchim Log. They made a different shape. Or you could, that's one possibility. Or the Efsher is a Mikri Dover Muat, the Ugug Tanak, because of Rashi Lav Dafka, the Chomoshal Chomoshal Chom Dover Muat. It doesn't have to be a small thing. Anything that's going to be eaten in one day, you don't have to worry. You can have, say you make this big challah, but you know you're having 100 guests and it's going to be gone by tomorrow, then that's okay also. That's a good question. That's a good question. Think about that. Okay, and let's see, Shulchan Aruch says on page 14, Ein Loshin Isa B'chalav Shem Yavo Lachla Im Basar. Right, so he gives a sort of milk and bread. Okay, and the heta of the Dover Muat, and both Heterim were in the Shulchan Aruch, which we said the Shari Dura has both Heterim. If you look at the Piskei Tshuva on page 15, second era says, I am Tshuva's Marit, because of Deimol Shin and Rag B'Beiso. Because you're making it for your own private consumption, for your household, then you can do a shinui. But if you're going to do it in the shuk, then there's going to be mistakes. Because then it goes out to the public, and then they're not going to realize, etc. Now he says also. Continues. You can say that I'm going to sell it to the public and I'll make an announcement because maybe you'll forget to make the announcement. Because of the Shina Emurak and Shashina B'Shas Afia. Because you have to make the Shina B'Shas Afia. You can't say, in other words, I'll make a Shina after it was baked, I'll put a tag. So it has to be in the baking process, the shinai. The different shape, etc. The shinai in the world. Well, so shinai achar, shikvar neser, in a moil. Okay, we call the habib ne odom. But you can't say, I'm going to make a big challah and then I'm going to give it to 50 different people. Because at the time that you baked it, it didn't have a shinui. So now you're after you bake it, you're cutting it up into little pieces to give it, and everyone will finish that day. But it wasn't in the B'Shas Afia. Trinidad is a prima godum. Then he quotes, of course, of all the Tshuva's Marit, second column of the Pesukei Tshuva on page 15. That also, in Lake Shina, Davka Hechet Ikash Kashashi Yochlem in Gvina Biyachat. So I was afraid, you know, you're going to eat the flesh of bread with cheese. Well, Hechet the Lake Lamechas Lachik, also Mamor Mimini Mesika. So you make cake, Nocha cake. So you don't eat that with it's not like a piece of bread that you'll eat with a hamburger or you'll eat with. But ain't there for local mgvina mutulolosh or something shuman. You can make flesh cake because there's no chashash you can eat it with cheese. Because you don't make a cheese sandwich from chocolate cake. Well, chashin shem na'achleim yochol gvina. Ain't much also elon elixir zerach eres, etc. So that's an interesting.
Israel,
but they're frosting. Yeah. Okay. You know, there's a Taz on page 14. About a par of grinder. He's generally the mducha, shidochim of summon, shtamshim of summon, use of summon for basa and chalov. Pamachas dochusham shum, one time they grind with garlic in morak shal shuman ovas. We grind it with something fleshic. Kaka Makzira, so I wrote of Avas. Then we should also be Dufa Asura, Toduchba, Old Besamim, Makil Lacho Babasa, Shem Yeva Lachlo Bukhalov, Dubi Dukam Tzik Heksha. But the Meducha is normally something par, so if it becomes fleshic, then you can't use it anymore. Because people are not going to realize it's fleshic. So you can't use it for anything. Because anything we usually use as parv, you might make a mistake. So it's not only din of bread, even a grinder that became fleshik, but a grinder is usually parv. So that's the Taz. And then there's a Prichadash on page 18 that disagrees. And he says that the Isser was only by bread. Only my bread. Rashanu begins there who she imbana lochosh lacha b'me'ayir ula yishkach v'yochla b'mfina. It was an ogum kachin, it's parsa and minag, etc. So it has a stam lechem, also lecha on the bottom, right side, four lines on the bottom. Stam lechem osir lechem and basar vim chalaf. Bein derech liyachin lehem chalaf levada v'lechem levada. Tichyeh yidin zor shem yovel lochla in basar. Whereas milk is, bread is either for, it's usually par. Olvam lechem gulen meducha v'yotzish ish mehem yichodim lebasar mehem yichodim lechalaf. Ech shetochen atavlin Kevin shall tell them rotsim lechol and basa beducha shall basa. I tell them rotsim lechol and cholav נוחים במלוך השחר ולדה, אך לפי שהוא מתחיל לבוא יכתו לו לבוסר ולחור, זה מיוחד לפסול מלבד, וכמו בשחור זה ביחד לבוסר ולבד, מי זה זוהר. Says you'll be careful with the beducha. So it's only by bread. And then he quotes the Marit. The Chazal quotes the Marit, where there was a place where they used shuman instead of oil to make certain cakes. So now these cakes are fleishig. So is it going to be a problem? So he says that if it becomes foursome that this cake is milka, that this cake is fleishig, then you don't have to worry about it. And as everyone knows, right? Yeah. Says in Shem Shon of Hashem is passing the double we can't say that goes for in Yina Choshish for Orchim that may not know. It says, I read my reading, Bechila, Shechli, or this, Nishal al-Kachin, Mokum, Shem and Yokar, Moshe Nusom Shum and Aliyah, the Karm Chon of Gan Yish Lossar Malo. The Bar Lacho Shalecha Bibna Yir, Ula Yishkach, Yochlam and Gvir, and Lekal Mecha Shalachi Dehinachan, Dogu Kach Bnei Yir, Mispash Sev HaMinak, Bnei Neyim, Harei Bnei Lekach, Ula Osa Chosim Mavayis, Yavdinu Kek Torah. In other words, it was before some, and everyone knows that they make this, there'll soon be a problem. And then we have the crazy. That's on the next page. So he says, "Kol be'ir," page 19. "Kol galilos achtomim ofim kol paschitim im cholof." He says, "In this city, everyone made milk and bread." So, chisi b'voi in the end of v'echol kol pas mitzvos kipas shofar ba'alya. So he says that it's before some kadul l'rabim. So there's no chashash. Even though not everyone agreed to the svara, but once it becomes before some, then it's different. And then we have the famous Tshuva of the Tzemach Tzedek. That's this Tzemach Tzedek. There's two Tzemach Tzedek. Chabad is considered the newer Chabad Seder. They're both named Menachem Mendel, that's why it's complicated. You think it's the Chabad one is the Menachem Mendel, but the other one is also Menachem Mendel. I told you why. Because Semach Tzedek is B'gematria Menachem Mendel. So it is an Indian to have Merames, your name, and the title of your Sefer. That's why they say the Vizhnitzer Rebbe, he used to write Mendel with a Yud between the Dalet and the Lamed, so he called his Sefer Semach Tzadik, because he was off by 10, but the Gematria, so he put it. So the question of is about white wine. Grapes weren't so good, so the wine didn't look so nice with the white wine. So I wanted to put in milk in it. There was a problem with milk with wine. But the amount they put in was bottled the shish. So even if he would have eaten it, which is this a violation of the minister of Achila? That's what he says, that maybe this is a violation of the minister of Achila. Because it was half some Aruba, but they'll do it in a... And the Magen Avraham quotes the son of Tzedek. And says, it's not like you weren't interested in the milk. It's not like you wanted, you just wanted to look. So that's, so the Magen Avraham says it's not Eid of Akhlinis of Hathila. He writes that on page 26. Because of a Savior Tzemach Tzedek, Yain Lovin Shahucha, Marisa, Rotzum Saklum, Shamsim, and Sokov, Paul Behemel, Paul Chita, Osir, the Gazvin Shem Yovo, Lishtos, Mimenuim Basar. But he says, no, came in the Africa, they lished also, or they put some wheat that was chametz. He's the only one to be mishak in the ayin, but he didn't think it's a problem of the Chatzila. And then the last thing is Derek HaShulchan speaks about milkic cake. Right. Then we said that maybe milkic cake is not a problem. He says on page 29. It's with the cake, but the Marit says it, but it doesn't apply to sweetened things because there's no gzeira that you're going to come to eat it with cheese or meat. That's what the So that's the Maritz school. Then he says if it's before some, maybe it's mutter. People, and then maybe like the grinder is The grinders, people know not to be careful. Sometimes people have milk with grinders, some people have facial grinders. Okay, so these are the, so it's interesting, applied to discussion of bread, cake, grinders, and wine. Those four areas of having, so the seventh tzaddik says, it's a problem of the Katkhila. The Rebbe says, no. And then if it comes before some, then people know that, like Rav Yagid said, you know, people know about that there's power of milk today, they know there's power of ice cream today, they know no Kiddush anymore.
That's where I should.
Yeah, so that's maybe where, you know, today I remember I was once at a function. It was serving kosher Pesach bread, you know, like had buns for, you know, it looked like a bun, looked like a piece of bread, but it was, you know. So today the food industry, you know, is so broad that
nowadays, like soda, basically like drinks that end a meal.
What, to have milk and soda?
Yeah, like add a Coke, vanilla.
Yeah, farmers do. Yeah. So, okay. Okay, so Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll continue. Just a Shadashtana. Okay, we'll have to start the 11 o'clock shiur in 10 minutes.